Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The Supreme Court in the US state of Arizona has revived a law dating back 160 years, imposing a near-total ban on abortion. The court ruling means Arizona joins more than a dozen other states where abortions have been largely outlawed since the federal right to a termination was removed 2 years ago. Regan Morris reports.
The 1864 law considers abortion a felony crime punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison for anyone who provides an abortion or helps a woman obtain one. The decision would effectively ban abortion in the state and undo a lower court's ruling allowing a 15-week ban on abortions. The White House condemned the decision, and Vice President Kamala Harris announced she would travel to Arizona on Friday to continue her leadership in the fight for reproductive freedoms. Voters in Arizona will likely get the chance to decide the issue for themselves. Groups are working to include the question of abortion's legality on the November ballot.
President Biden has said he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a mistake with his Gaza policy. Mr. Biden told a US TV network that he thinks Israel should call for a ceasefire and allow unfettered access for food and medicine to enter the besieged territory. 9 countries have taken part in the largest international aid airdrop in a single day into Gaza. James Landell travelled on board one of the aircraft delivering UK aid and sent this report from over the skies of Gaza.
We're flying at 2,000 feet above Gaza, and beneath us is a scene of utter devastation. In the hold are 12 pallets of humanitarian aid, all boxed up and all ready to go to slide out the back. Inside the containers are flour, rice, sugar, oil, baby powder and water. Everything needed to keep people alive. But here's the thing. This is one of the RAF's biggest transport aircraft and it's carrying about 10 tons of aid. And that's less than the amount one truck can carry across the border on the ground. So this is an expensive and inadequate way of delivering aid.
The parents of the teenage schoolboy who killed 4 of his classmates in a school shooting in the US state Michigan have each been sentenced to at least 10 years in jail. Prosecutors said they were criminally negligent for giving a weapon to their son Ethan as a Christmas present. Judge Cheryl Matthews said there was a serious lack of responsible action.
Parents are not expected to be psychic. But these convictions are not about poor parenting. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Rescuers in northern Italy are searching for several people who remain missing after an underground explosion fire at a hydroelectric plant near the city of Bologna. At least 3 people are known to have died in the blast at the Barghi plant on Lake Suviana. Several others suffered severe burns and were flown to nearby hospitals by helicopter. The US Federal Aviation Authority is investigating claims by a whistleblower that Boeing dismissed safety and quality concerns during the product of its 787 Dreamliner jet. Boeing has reiterated its confidence in the model. Erin Delmore reports.
A former Boeing employee accused the company of cutting corners and overlooking engineering problems during production of the 787 Dreamliner that he said could weaken the plane's structural integrity. Boeing dismissed the claims as inaccurate and reiterated confidence in the model. Now the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the whistleblower's accusations, and Congress plans to question him this month. Meanwhile, the company delivered its lowest number of planes in the first quarter of the year since 2021, just 83 planes, down from 157 the quarter prior.
2 conservative political operatives who used false information to try and dissuade black Americans in New York from voting in the 2020 presidential election have agreed to pay a $1.25 million fine. Jacob Waller and Jack Berkman made automated phone calls to black people claiming that mail-in voting would make it easier for them to be tracked for outstanding warrants, debts and mandatory vaccines. The organisers of the Eurovision Song Contest have criticised social media attacks on some of this year's performers amid a heated debate about Israel's participation. Israel's entry, 20-year-old Edin Golan, has reportedly received death threats via her social media accounts. There have also been calls for artists to boycott this year. BBC News.